and people showed up, and it wasn't just an over-the-counter sale at some ridiculously low price. Apparently, it's a hotel that failed, so their financials probably weren't really well. We don't know the occupancy or anything in the past. And we have been in the process of changing it to apartments, so it'll be residential. So that's why the classification changed.
Is it being utilized in any manner right now besides just the renovation?
It will be after today. Okay. A part of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
We just got to that point.
Didn't we have some other similar situations that we're considering?
Well, no. This is a different classification because okay. this is going from. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but we're actually dealing with classification issues on nightly rentals.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've never heard that. But no,
actually, on the way back from the restroom.
Okay. But this evidently, if I understand, was a commercial hotel, and you're making it into an apartment complex, which apartment complexes are residential.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think we had some other similar hotels that have been converted to apartment complexes that.
Maybe not on BOE, but you're just saying that they're happening.
No, they're on the docket.
Yeah, they're on the docket.
Okay. Yeah.
But I think you're waiting to talk to them till when
you want to the assessor.
They got the paperwork for them. Income valuation.
Yeah. Okay.
So, Mr. Creedon, are you going to also make these low-income housing?
They're not. I mean, I don't know if you call them low income. I'm not sure what constitutes low income at this point, but not specifically.
You're not going to do a government deal.
No, there's no government deal involved.
I think you can have this to do with your property.
Okay, we've got it at 525.
Can I add a couple things?
Yes.
Sure.
So several other things. We are converting it. We're not doing as some other hotels have done where we just go in and do the motel rooms. I don't know if the assessor's been there. But Steve and I both talked to the assessor to no avail. We bought it before the end of the year. As I understand the law, is the assessment's done on January 1st. Okay, the property was closed. I tried to get the appraisal from the bank. Okay, as everybody knows already, the bank had an appraisal and put it up for auction. And they had 10 people bid. I don't think there have been 10 people bid on a motel in this town in 100 years, okay? So pretty much says fair market value, okay? We closed on it, or we bought it under auction before the end of the year. So we're not going in and just taking a motel room and putting a little, you know, hot plate. If you've been over there, has anybody from the assessor's office
been there?
When were you there?
Oh, it was
February.
January 8th.
Yeah.
So it was pretty demoed by then.
Was it January?
Yeah. 1-8-21, we had added an elevator and we reassessed it.
I had just come back from work. I was gone for almost a month, and I was not aware what was going on. And he called and wanted to know why we hadn't reappraised it. And I didn't even know how to read some of the stuff on my computer at that point. And so then when I found out, we did on January the 8th, and people were physically out there. Where the question is, and this is for you to decide, we did an assessment on it based as a motel like they normally do and got the numbers. After that fact, they've come in and they've gutted it because they're working on it. So now where do we go? So you can decide where you want to be, but you see how it's evolving. And
you guys have, of course, confirmed that there's no business running out of there. They're renovating the property. So, okay.
And that's not quite the truth of what she's saying. So I had multiple calls with her since we purchased the property. And, yes, she was out and she was gone. I dealt with two other people in the office. They went back and forth with it. And then they eventually told me that they could no longer deal with it. Only Susan could do it. When I talked to Susan, she referred to me that it wasn't going to change, that this is what it's going to be, There was no further discussion, no mention that they went out there, no mention to nothing. All she did was remind me that I built a house next to her, and she thought that her rotten floor was my fault.
With respect to this, I mean, you're in front of us now, and you've given us the information, and that's what, you know, we'll...
Well, but, the fact is that she brought that up on county time, on a county situation, and it's against the law. She made a lot of implications in that, just letting you know.
And could I just piece to that
quickly? Guys,
the reason why Mr. Creedon was blocked on coming in for the assessor is he was coming in and berating my employees. That's why he was told he has to come to me.
Well, guys, let's solve those issues some other time.
There was no berating. All there was messages left with their people that didn't get a lot of calls back.
So
let's just...
Okay, can I finish up?
Let's just get to the...
We did buy it on December 23rd, okay? We are changing it to residential. That was the intent the day we bought it. That's on December 21st, which is before January 1st. Mm-hmm. And we've since over there spent several hundred thousand dollars doing it. If you've been out there, which I presume you have. As I said, we took it down to the studs. There are two buildings there, the front building and the back building. A building and B building. Slightly more units in the back building. We started on it. We've been working every day since we bought it to get it to there and are in the process of leasing it right now. Every unit... So we are converting in the front building. There was
55
units. We're converting that into 25 apartments. Basically, there are, so we took it down to the studs. There are no makeshift kitchens. They are all full kitchens. Obviously, there are six suites, six or seven two-bedrooms. And the remainder are one bedrooms, okay? We took a door through the unit.
25 total?
25 total, whatever that number is. Majority is one bedroom, Jeff, and four or five suites, and the rest are two. And to the question earlier, no, they are not low income. They're all brand new, okay? They're going to remain, part of the reason that I wanted everybody to understand, they're not going back to nightly rental.
Right.
You know, in today's environment, the economics are such that, you know, if you wanted to go and take a 20-year-old motel and go into the nightly rental business, when there are hundreds, 500, 5- and 10-bedroom lodges being built brand new all over the community, and try to compete with it, you'd have to be crazy. So anyway, we bought it with the intent of converting it because we also have a housing shortage in town and trying to make it nice. Okay, so we put a new roof on it. We completely are in the process of repaving the parking lot. So what I'm saying is we're not going back to a motel type of deal or that type of thing. So the reason that I did call was... I got the assessment or the revaluation, and my time's important to me too, okay? And I don't get paid to come over here. And so when I go to the, Steve and I go to the, you know, to an auction, and there's 10 people that are bidding against us, and then I, January 15th or 20th, I don't know, Susan, exactly what date, and nobody had called Steve or I and said, can we go look at your property? That would upset you. And then you get a bill. You know, the property sold, and I don't know the exact dates. I've gone back and looked at it, but say 16 or 17 for $1.2 million. That gentleman put some money in it and built the business up a little bit, sold it to a non-Native American. Not that that matters, but it affected the way that it was operated, okay? And he sold it to that gentleman for $1.8 million, which I'm assuming is how the assessment originally got there. And then out of blue sky, when we're trying to do something and add to commerce, and we get an assessment, take the appraisal up to 2.4, you think, who's running the shop? And so that's what upset me when I called. And So then you kind of get the impression that, you know, that you're getting singled out. So
anyway. Understand. I
didn't care. Susan, let's
so anyway. So that's why we're here.
Well, yeah, and guys, I think that part's been made clear. I think that, you know, you're making a good case here. So
anyway, we are, as Steve said, we are spending money on the property, and it will be a nice property. It'll be an asset to the community. It is, I guess, the point we're making. It's clear what we paid for it. I have a copy of the settlement statement when we closed on it.
Well, and my understanding is that if we just drop our value today, it's still at, I mean, it's still listed as
commercial
property.
Yes.
So when you go and reapply for residential, or have you done some?
That was all the process
trying
that
to get
we tried
it,
to
trying
do
to get it reclassified
that.
And
yeah.
Then, so the
then,
permit
then they'll come back out to reassess once it changes classification.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. So I can't yeah, speak right. to that. I just yeah. so I know what I, the intent I, was.
Right. In other words, I understand what you're trying to do here today, but I mean, obviously, once it's
okay.
reassessed, and I mean, it's going to be reassessed once it becomes
fair enough.
Yeah. I mean,
I make a motion that we accept the opinion of value $600,000. It's above the purchase price and pending reclassification.
Second.
I'm going to abstain.
Okay.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor state aye.
Aye.
All right.
Motion stands. Thank you.
Thank you.
And just out of curiosity, Dan, these guys are going to hate me for this.
I keep this one.
What is your take on the transient housing, the nightly rental?
The value of 600.
Do you have an opinion, or are you going to say it out in public?
I don't mind saying it. I don't know that it adds a lot of value. I mean, guys, everything comes down to economics. Okay, so you got to feel if you move to this town and you buy one of the older properties, okay, and you pay X dollars for it, and the market continues to evolve, and you're trying, you know, maybe you put your last $750,000 into that property, and you're trying to pay for it. What do you do? So those folks, you know, just like I would, anybody here would, is that you sit down and said, well, you know, we got our life savings in, what do? Okay. As we know, particularly when the J1s and the H2Bs came to town, those older properties that couldn't compete with the newer properties, i.e. the Hiltons, et cetera, the condos, the timeshare, okay? Because, you know, timeshare is nothing but a motel, and there's 5,000 of those in town. And then this community all over the lake and some in town are building lodges. So you're dealt with a deal, and I'm not directly answering your question, but, you know, everybody... The community, and I'm not saying this group, more so Branson, because part of it is they're trying to, you know, we all want the best for this community. I think everybody in this room does. And, you know, when guests come to town and they see, you know, that going on, and the city of Branson in particular, I can't speak outside the city as much because I'm not as informed, but the city of Branson being called over there for disruptions of whatever type, domestic and drug and everything else, because, you know, that's the type of client and they didn't set up that, that's disruptive to our community and our reputation. And so we need to do something. At the same time, I don't feel, I also am not totally insensitive to those folks that put that money in this town. But to come back and answer your question, we need to do something about it because it's not sustainable. And it's probably not fair to those people, meaning the tenants, and it's not good for the community.
And I think that I was asking a little different
question.
On the transient. I meant transient housing. I meant the nightly rental question with respect to the nightly rental asking to not be treated as commercial versus hotels being treated as commercial.
They got shifted over to 100% commercial.
Yes, I know. How do I feel about it?
And the reason why we're asking you how you feel about it is because we know that you have a fair amount of nightly rental, and you were an early adopter to that.
Yeah. Well, it's actually kind of interesting because I think, as probably everybody knows.